This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, hard to beat a team when they shoot 58% from the floor and hang 50 in the first half. Your thoughts on this one?
Oh, man. We knew they were a good ball movement team. A great ball movement team. They made 10 threes against George Mason, so we knew that they could shoot the basketball. They're at home, and I think they made 10 or 11 in the first half and had enough separation to be able to lean on that to win the basketball game. I thought our guys competed well in the second half, pretty much played them straight up, but their first half performance was too much to overcome.
I mean, that's something you look at. It's 50-22 in the first half. What do you tell a team when you go into the halftime locker room? What do you do to buck them up and say, hey, guys, just, you know, don't drop your head. Still play hard until the final buzzer.
Yeah, I just, you know, stay to our standards. You know, I thought we dropped our heads a little bit. They made some tough shots in the first half, and they made a lot of them. And then they made some ones that we gave up. So with a team like that, they just do a great job moving the basketball. We saw them play against George Mason on film, and we were very concerned about their ball movement and their ability to shoot the three. And they've got three, four, sometimes five guys that can make those shots. So and they made them tonight at a high clip. I thought, though, in the second half that instead of just withering and giving away, we did enough to be able to try to make the game a little bit more respectable and claw it to the end.
Yeah, there were moments of hustle, and I want to go back to the very, very beginning of the ball game, the opening tip-off, which Longwood controls, and then JoJo swoops in and with a steal and ends up, I think it was Gibson who had the alley-oop layup. I mean, going to be a spark plug. I guess that's why he keeps starting.
Yeah. You know, he's a tough, hard-nosed Harlem kid, and, you know, he's out there just trying to scrap and make some plays, and he did that for us in spots. So, I mean, like I said, this is a tough team, and their ability to shoot the three is very good. You know, so for them to get 11 in the first half, we hold them to 3 in the second half, they get 14 for the game. We knew last year when they made 10 or more threes, they typically won the game. So our goal was to see if we can keep them under 10, and we didn't get the job done there tonight.
Going home, overnight bus ride, and then the real crucible begins. A Friday flight out to Morehead State, kicking off a week-long road trip, 3 time zones. What's the message as we embark on this long, long trek?
Man, we got to get back. We got to get healthy. We just had another guy go down, so now we got 5 guys out. So we're down to 10 healthy bodies. Hopefully no one else got hurt. So the biggest thing for us is to get some treatment, get a little whirlpool, get back on top of our academics because we missed a lot of class, and then get ready for a long road swing.
All right, Coach, thank you. We'll see you in Kentucky.
Appreciate you, Will.
Jason Crafton, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball.